the ultimate guide to surviving the next 4 months while I'm out enjoying maternity leave. 1. Do rejoice. A new soul is about to be brought into the world. Consider all the times I've stepped in to save your asses. Feel fortunate for this baby. He/she will have the ultimate mama bear on his/her side. For life. 2. Do not slack. We all know B is an anal tightwad. Duh, why else would I make him acting? Not that I don't trust you, my beloveds, but sometimes you act like 12-year-olds who think they're old enough to stay alone without a babysitter and end up leaving the water put up for pasta on the stove for hours, boiling out to nothing, smoke everywhere, etc. So yes, a responsible adult like B is necessary. Sorry in advance, but I may have told him to take note of the exact minute you arrive/leave for the day. Coffee/lunch/bathroom breaks at his discretion. 3. Do remember, B is friendly with the IT guys. I would never do this, but he may ask them to run some secret software script to make sure you're not playing online poker or checking Instagram feeds or looking up birthday party ideas, etc. during work time. 4. Do not lose faith in our products, mission, team, ability to deliver on promises to customers, or in any of the other things you like to bitch about in our one-on-ones. Even though I can barely walk, breathe, sleep, etc., with the baby pushed up against my every organ, I brought your concerns to management last week. We have a plan. 5. Do feel free to send fruit platters, balloons, flowers, hint, orchids are my fave, bath soaps and or gifts for the baby and or big brother and big sister. Max Brenner chocolates and homemade cookies, also welcome. Giving myself a pass, re-dieting until the baby can crawl. 6. Do not even think about trying to angle for my position. Know that E values my leadership, strategic way of thinking, and managerial skills. Thank you, darlings, for your mostly positive reviews during our last performance review cycle. Despite his takedown of R at sales kickoff, which some viewed as an indirect criticism of me, he comes by daily to see if I'm still here. So that's a vote of confidence. 7. Do keep me abreast, pun intended, LOL, of any attempts by S to lure you to her new company. No matter how much you're suffering under B, I shouldn't need to remind you, but remember the non-compete you signed? I do. 8. Do not send me work emails, WhatsApps, texts, Slacks, Zoom invites, tag me in chatter comments, or attempt to convey anything to me through any of the platforms put in place to improve internal communications and transparency. If you must contact me regarding someone's contravention of number 6 above, you may send an email to my Gmail account with CYBTS in the subject line. If you don't know what that means, I feel sorry for you. Depending on how much sleep I've gotten, or whether I've had a shower, or how sore my nipples are, I may or may not give a shit. Yes, I just used the word nipples in this email. Deal with it. Scratch that. Call immediately. All will be well, my dears. Mama Bear will return in 4 short months. Weeks. XOXO.